Environmental advocates anticipating new rules from the EPA to cut methane pollution caused by the oil and gas industry hope it means an end to routine flaring. While the industry has maintained that flaring is 98% effective at reducing methane, a new study shows the rate is actually closer to 91%. The new findings came as no surprise to Kaylee Shoup with Citizens Caring for the Future. She lives on the New Mexico side of the Permian Basin and says the new data confirms what she's seen on the front lines.
Because if you drive around the Permian and you see the flares that are burning kind of dirty with the smoke coming off of them, and then you see that the common rate of efficiency that they think flares destroy methane is 98%, you go, oh, I don't think that's correct.
Exposure to high levels of methane can result in numerous health issues. The report from the Environmental Defense Fund and University of Michigan researchers estimates the oil and gas industry releases 16 million metric tons of methane into the atmosphere each year. John Goldstein with the Environmental Defense Fund says 80% of the methane problem occurs in two states, North Dakota and Texas. He believes they need to follow the example of neighboring states and better control flaring.
That is what is happening in states like New Mexico and Colorado that have put these rules in place. Rather than routing that gas to a flare to have it be burned off and cause pollution, they're routing it to a sales line.
The study found the practice of flaring is having 5 times more impact on pollution than previously thought. Shoup says in addition to tougher regulations, follow-up is key.
So those solutions really require a lot of enforcement, and that just does not happen, the enforcement that's needed to do that. So I think it just really underlines the importance of the EPA taking those strong steps.
This is Roz Brown, New Mexico News Connection. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.